Welcome to Mind Your Business with Danielle Hampson. Danielle and her guests talk about the nuts and bolts of starting, running, and expanding a business. So grab a pencil and turn up your speakers. Here's your host, Danielle Hampson.
Welcome to Mind Your Business. I'm Danielle Hampson, and thank you for joining us. We are going to be today talking about a financial topic, with a guest expert on the stock market, on some of the aspect, I should say, of the stock market, Mr. Alan Elmond, who is an author. In fact, he authored a book called Cashing In on Covered Calls. Welcome to Mind Your Business, Alan.
Well, thanks, Danielle. I appreciate the invitation to be part of your program.
Now, by original trade, Alan is actually a general dentist, but he is also a real estate salesperson, a licensed certified personal trainer, and he's also continued his own education in not only the real estate, but also in the stock market by attending classes and seminars on both those topics. As I mentioned, Alan has also authored a book called Cashing In on Covered Calls. He has produced a four-part DVD and a CD series based on seminars, a lot of seminars that he has presented on that particular topic. He has had 20 years of successfully investing in the stock market. He's also been recently actually named Investor of the Month by Dave and Lindahl, who is a world-renowned real estate investor. And he is a speaker for the Learning Annex. Well, you definitely have a subject that is very much into the news, because unless people have been living in a cave, they all know what's going on with the stock market. But let's just start first with the basic. Your particular topic, which is the title of your book, I've already mentioned, Cashing In on Covered Calls, you specifically address the stock market from a standpoint of options. So let's define first, a lot of people will not know what options, and when you talk about options, when you define what options are, give me also a little bit of a comparison between the options and the futures.
Okay, well, let me start by giving you an example of how this works. And if I may, most of your listeners are probably a lot more familiar with real estate as opposed to the stock market. So let me give a quick real estate example.
Sure.
Then I'll bring it into the world of the stock market. Let's say that Jared has done his due diligence and located a great property that he loves for $100,000. Now, this is his investment, and he's happy to hold on to it for the long run. However, he'd be willing to sell it for, let's say, $120,000 at any time over the next 6 months to make a quick $20,000 profit. Now, along comes Craig. He sees Jared's property, and he thinks that it has the potential to appreciate to $150,000 over the next 6 months. But Craig's involved in other deals, and he doesn't particularly want to take that much money out of his portfolio. But he sure would like to have access to that property over the next 6 months and control it.
So in other words, he wants to kind of guarantee that he will be able to have it.
Right. He wants to control that property. So what he does is he offers Jared $10,000, an option premium, for the right, but not the obligation, to purchase that property from Jared for $120,000 at any time over the next 6 months. Now, this is Jared's money to keep no matter what Craig decides to do. At least that's how it works with stock options. Now, Danielle, at the end of the six-month period, there are two possible scenarios. One possibility is that the value of the property did not exceed the agreed-upon $120,000 sales price, in which case Craig will not exercise that option. Jared will keep the property and the $10,000 option premium.
And then does that mean Craig is out of this $10,000?
He's out of the $10,000 no matter what.
Okay.
But when he pays that $10,000, he bought the right to control the property. Now, if the property had gone to the $150,000, he could exercise that premium, buy the property for $120,000, turn around and sell it at market for $150,000, and he's tripled his money.
Right.
But we're looking at it through the eyes of Jared, the option seller. So the other possible scenario is that the value of the property does supersede the $120,000 sales price. The option is exercised, and Craig buys the property for $120,000. So let's see how Jared made out now. He has the $10,000 in his pocket from the sale of the option.
And he's had that for a while already.
He had that right from the beginning.
So he could have also put that money into a savings or some kind of another deal where he can still then accrue some interest on that.
Exactly. He could have invested it. He could have gone to Atlantic City. He could have gone to the local mall. That cash is in his pocket, in his account immediately. That's one of the beauties of this system.
And it's his to keep no matter what.
Absolutely. Now, we'll take the $10,000 and let's add the $20,000 that he made from the sale of the property. He bought it at $100, sold it at $120. So now he's made $30,000 on a $100,000 investment. That's a 30% 6-month return or 60% annualized.
That's not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. Now, will he lose money? Well, if the property decreases in value by more than $10,000 or below $90,000, he can start to lose money. So the risk is in the property, not in the sale of the option.
Right.
Now, Danielle, let's bring this concept into the world of the stock market. You and all of our listeners are about to purchase 100 shares of stock. Let's just call it company XYZ. It could be any company, for $48 a share in this example. This is your investment, $4,800. The reason I say 100 shares, Danielle, because in the world of stock options, one options contract is equivalent to 100 shares of stock. So we've invested $4,800.
So the minimum you can acquire through an option is 100 stock.
Right. 100 shares, if you want to sell one options contract, you need to own 100 shares of stock for covered call writing.
Okay.
So now we immediately, after we purchase the shares, immediately turn around and we sell the option. Now here's the beauty of this. Everything is done via the internet on your computer. You don't have to call anybody up. You don't have to speak to anybody. You're just typing on your computer and cash is being generated into your account. So for this hypothetical, let's say we agree to sell our shares for $50 and we're going to sell a 1-month option. Why 1 month? Because over the years, I have found that I make the most money selling short-term options. I've tried them all. So when we sell the options, Danielle, we're in two positions. First, we own the underlying stock, the 100 shares at 48, and we've sold the option. We have an obligation to sell those shares to some unknown person for $50 a share if they so choose.
By the way, who decides the amount of the option?
You decide the sales price. You decide when the option is going to expire. The market determines the premium that you get.
Okay.
And all this is accessed online, and I give a series of free websites to get this information. So in this hypothetical, if we sell the $50 option on the $48 stock, an average premium would be about $1.60 per share or $160 for the contract. Now, a $160 profit on a $4,800 investment comes to a 3.3% 1-month return or 40% annualized. Now, once again, at the end of the month, two possible scenarios, just like in the real estate example I just gave. If the stock is trading below the agreed-upon sales price of $50, the option will not be exercised. You keep your stock and your 3.3% 1-month return. The other possibility is that the value of the stock has exceeded the $50 sales price, in which case it will be exercised. You'll sell the stock for $50. Now you've made $160 on the sale of the option, $200 more on the sale of the stock for a total of $360. Now, on a $4,800 investment, that comes to a 7.5% 1-month return or 90% annualized.
That's a pretty good deal indeed.
Now, these kind of deals are not super unusual in a normal stock market environment. The only way you could lose on that deal if your stock drops below $46.40, the $48 you paid for it minus the $1.60 that you received for the sale of the option.
In the current market condition, isn't that a scenario that is very likely to happen because all the stocks are really going tumbling right now?
Right. This particular environment, and what I've told many people that follow my system, is that this particular market environment is really only those that have a lot of experience in the market.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too risky for the average or neophyte investor right now.
Yeah, it's too volatile.
In a normal market environment, which happens about 95% of the time, because I've been doing this for 20 years now.
Right.
In a normal market environment, an average beginning investor can learn this system in 3 to 4 months and start generating tremendous returns on a monthly basis. But I don't recommend it for a new investor, but there's no time like the present start learning how to do this.
Sure, this is actually, I think you're absolutely right. This is the right time to learn about those things, because you know that at some point, you know, I strongly believe in Newton and the apple. You know, whatever goes up comes down and eventually it goes right back up.
That's what history tells us, Danielle. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so this is the right time. You know, let's take a deep breath and let's start studying about those things so that when the market starts rebouncing a little bit, that we are ready to capitalize on it.
It's a ground running. running.
Yeah. Now, back to the original question when I also asked you what is the basic difference between then the option and the futures. Am I correct to say that the basic difference really is that in the case of an option, it gives you the right to do to exercise, but on the, in the case of a future, you actually have an obligation to do so?
That's exactly the difference.
Okay.
Yes. One is the right, but not the obligation, and the future is actually an obligation. When you're dealing with the stock market, you're dealing with stock options.
Okay. Now, what are your main reasons for selling covered called options?
Okay. I'm glad you asked, because I have a series of them. The most important reason is you make a lot of money at a low risk.
And on a short term, too, correct?
You're constantly generating cash into your account on a monthly basis.
Okay.
What attracted me to the system was an article I read many years ago that said that you were allowed to sell covered call options in your self-directed IRA account. And that caught my attention because I knew how fussy government was regarding the type of investments it allowed you to do in your self-directed IRA. So that's what got me investigating this. After many years of investing in the market, I really didn't know about this strategy until about 12 years ago.
Right.
But in addition to generating these great returns, you can also do this from the comfort of your home. I mean, there could be 2 feet of snow outside, Danielle. Go up to my computer, I sit down in my business office.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, it could be 122 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm located.
Well, I'm in New York, so we experience snow. Okay, it could be 130 degrees in Phoenix, and you may not want to go outside.
There you
go. You
go
up to the office, and you turn on your computer, and you start generating these great returns.
So there's a convenience.
Comfort of your air-conditioned office.
Yeah, so there's a tremendous convenience.
Very convenient. It's unlike real estate. You don't have to go out. You don't need an appraiser, an accountant, a lawyer, et cetera, et cetera. You can do it all by yourself. Now, one of my favorite reasons for this strategy, and this is important, I want all of your listeners to get this. You can compound your profits in minutes. Here's how it works. Let's say at the beginning of the contract period, I sell all my options that I'm going to sell. Now, up until about 8 months ago when I stopped selling options, I just restarted recently, I was generating between $8,000 and $12,000 a month selling these options. Now, this cash went into my account immediately. As soon as I clicked and executed these trades, the cash was in my account. I did not wait to the following month to use that cash. I immediately purchased more shares with that cash, then turned around, sold the options on those shares, thereby compounding my profit in minutes. I know of no other investment strategy that allows you to do this. Another great thing about this is that you have a lot of control through a series of exit strategies, which I teach in my book and DVD series. There's an awful lot of control. It's not like you buy a stock and pray. There's a lot of maneuvers you can make to increase your profit, decrease your risk. In addition to that, we talked before, Danielle, about the downside protection.
Right.
Where I gave the example of the $48 stock, which was protected down by the $1.60 option premium. And those investors that have stocks going down that didn't sell options will lose more money than those who had stocks that did sell options.
Now, you mentioned something that just made me chuckle a little bit, but in the stock market, what we're looking at, what, about 6,000-7,000 stocks to choose from? You said you don't want to pick a stock and then pray that everything's going to go right. What kind of strategy do you use to select what stock?
Well, that's a terrific observation, Danielle, because that was actually the first hurdle that I had to overcome when I started doing this. And ironically, what seemingly is a very difficult task turns out to be the easiest part of my system. As a matter of fact, I get emails all the time from investors that follow my strategy telling me that they have their teenage children handling this aspect of the strategy for them. In my case, I share the work with my wife, Linda, and she spends about an hour a week locating all the stocks for me on my watch list, and her calls have made me a lot of money.
I'm going to stop you for a second because you just gave me an idea. My husband is an avid watcher of CNBC, and he has been telling me now for months in and months out, with all the stocks that he's watching. I mean, he can tell you in a split second what stock is at what level right now because he watches that. And only for his own pleasure, we don't do anything with it. And he keeps saying, stop doing everything you do. I'll pick all the stocks and you start doing your stuff on the internet. Maybe I should be doing this.
You could make a great team. But let me give you an example of how you can actually take those 7,000 stocks that you referenced before and whittle that list way down. Here's how you start. There's a financial newspaper called Investor's Business Daily.
Right.
Very similar to the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and I suggest you pick up the Monday edition. You can buy it on Saturdays, actually. and they have a list called the IBD 100, which they do their proprietary screening. This list has outperformed the S&P 500 4-to-1 since its inception. So if you start with a pool of stocks from this list, now you're down from 7,000 to 100. Now, not all stocks are optionable. Some are and some aren't. The way you tell from this list is you look at the price and there's a little O next to the price on some of them. Those are the ones you could sell options on. So if you scratch out the ones on this list that don't have the O, you're down to about 50 stocks.
So you're saying that
a manageable number than the 7,000 that you referenced before.
Okay, so you're saying that not all stocks are available for option calls.
About one-third of them, about 2,300 out of 7,000,
okay,
can you sell options on.
Oh, all right, I didn't realize that. That's good to know.
Yeah, and you can actually, when you start the screening process from this list, because I give a few more screens, all three websites, you're not screening 7,000 stocks, you're screening 50, and once you start your watch list, some of those 50 will already be on your watch list, so every week you might be screening 15 to 20 stocks. It will not take a lot of time.
So you really, in what you're teaching there, and I'm assuming that's part of it is in the book as well as in your DVD and your CD series, you really have an entire technique that you're showing people to utilize for their benefit.
Yeah, in other words, in order to make this user-friendly and time-efficient, you have to have a system. And I'm not telling people that they have to follow my system precisely. Once you get good at it, you might veer off and develop your own technique.
Sure.
But the system that I use has worked best for me, and I have like thousands of people now following me, and from the emails that I'm getting, they're very, very happy with this system. But it is very time efficient, and it generates tremendous profit because of the risk reduction that I use.
Now, let me ask you this. Everybody has this feeling that if you want to really play the stock market one way or another, whether it's through options or anything else, to do it right, you need to invest a lot of money in this. What's your take on that, in your system specifically?
Well, and specifically in my system, the percentages that you're going to get from investing in my system will stay consistent. The amount of money that you're going to generate will, of course, depend on the amount of money that you're spending, because in covered call writing, you need to own the underlying stock. Whereas if you were just selling what they call naked options, you don't have to purchase the stock. But without getting into too much detail, if you do not own the underlying stocks and you're just selling naked options, it's an extremely, extremely risky way of investing. You can make a lot of money, but you can also lose a lot of money.
Well, there's always, you know, the stockbrokers would always ask you, do you want to be conservative or aggressive? So that's a normal conclusion to get. Now, with your system, though, do you also, you said you can do it on the internet. Do you need to sign up with some kind of a trade house or anything like that?
Well, you do need to have an online discount broker,
okay,
to execute your trade. The company I use is USAA Brokerages, and that's just USAA.com. I was an officer in the military, and in the past you needed to be an officer in the military to utilize them, but no longer have to. It's open to the general public. They offer tremendous low commissions and great executions, so they're very good. But there are a lot of really good ones. But you must use an online discount broker, because you're going to be doing a lot of trading. You want the commissions to be a non-event.
Right.
Regarding the other website, I give a whole series of free websites to access the information. The only one that costs any money, and I've spent it myself, is on the IBD, the Investors Business Daily website, which for $199 a year, you get the IBD delivered to your home, that Monday edition, and access to their website for the entire year.
Now, you mentioned that your wife spends an hour a week on looking at all the stocks and stuff, that so that you work at this as a team. How much time do you spend at it?
Well, Danielle, I do 50 to 70 options contracts per month, which is way more than the average investor does. I spend about 5 to 10 minutes daily looking at my portfolio, and I spend about an hour on weekends, which actually Linda does that part. I look at the charts, though, on weekends, maybe a half hour. Here's where I make all my money. Options expire the third Friday of every month. About a day or two prior to that, and the following week after expiration Friday, I spend about 2 to 4 hours. So total, between Linda and I, 5 to 7 hours a month, and that's selling 50 to 70 contracts per month and generating between $8,000 and $12,000 into our account.
And that's online?
Everything is done online. That's what's the beauty of this. when I first started investing in the market, I would have to call up a stockbroker, and I'd be spending $50 to $200 for trade. Now I spend $5.95. The commissions are a non-event. I don't even count.
Right. What I'm going to ask you, Alan, a kind of an unfair question, and it's going to be a very difficult one to answer as well. Is somebody that has at least a little bit of disposable income, how much money would you recommend that they could start with if they could afford it?
Well, I'm not going to recommend, but I could tell you what you need to start. See, everybody has different risk
sure.
tolerances.
Right.
I mean, some people, if their portfolio goes down 2% in a month, they can't sleep at night.
Right.
What you need to get started is about $25,000 for stocks.
Okay.
The reason for that is that in my system, I recommend that you have at least five different stocks in five different industries. Now, you need 100 shares of each one. So if a stock is, let's say, $50, that means you're going to need about $25,000. Stocks cost more, a little more. Stocks cost less, a little less. Here's what I do for folks that don't have $25,000 but want to get started a little sooner, and it's a strategy that I use for my mother. It's selling options on what's called exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. An exchange-traded fund is a mutual fund that behaves like a stock, and you could sell options on many of them. The one that I use is called the QQQ, and it consists of 100 of the largest non-financial stock on the NASDAQ exchange. Now, because this is a basket of stocks, it's less volatile than a single stock, so the income you're going to generate is going to be a little bit less
right.
than individual stocks. So I've been generating for my mother using this strategy for the last 4 years, approximately 1.5% to 2% a month, or $300 to $800 per month for her. It only takes me about 15 minutes a month.
And that's a better, that's a very good rate based on, you know, you cannot get that kind of a rate even just a bond or a savings account or anything like that. So that's a very good rate.
It's a very good rate, but what happens is once you start seeing the returns using individual stocks,
it goes up.
Kind of this pales in comparison to that, but you're right. It's still a great rate, and it's perfect for my mom. And like I said, it's made a big difference in her life.
So your ultimate recommendation right now, given our current market condition, for somebody who has never tackled with something like this, don't do it now. However, start learning about it.
Absolutely. Education is no time like now for education. But the problem that I've been having with a lot of people that have started investing with my strategies, started learning my strategies, they get so excited, they want to start doing it right away.
Sure.
I've been telling them,
hold off.
You know, right now is not the time. It's too volatile right now. And the markets are very news-driven, so
yeah.
Learn it now, paper trade or practice trade for a while, and then when the market kind of settles down a bit, you can hit the ground running, start garnering those great returns on a monthly basis.
Are you looking at a time to get back, to get in, not back, because they haven't gotten into it yet, but a time to get in it at the time when, as you said, when the market levels off and start very slowly to rebound a little bit?
Well, personally, I've actually gotten back into it myself recently. I just can't stay away. But on a small percentage of my stock portfolio, about a third of what I normally invest.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what investors can do if they want to kind of get an idea of the market tone. They could pull up charts on the S&P 500, which is what many people reference as the market, and pull up a chart on the VIX, the VIX, which is the volatility index. And when they see the volatility, and the ticker symbols, by the way, are SPX for the S&P 500.
Right.
And VIX for the volatility index. And if they see the volatility index dropping below 30, that's a good sign. And if the S&P 500, just look at the price chart. If it starts flattening out instead of dropping off a cliff, then you know the market is starting to stabilize.
And that's all good advice. And I got one last question for you. We've been talking about the exchanges here in the United States, but how about there's also the European-style options. Can you trade in that as well?
No. The American-style options is what the stocks and most of the exchange-traded funds use. For the listeners that are not familiar with American-style versus European-style, the American-style options can be exercised at any time from when the option is sold until expiration Friday, whereas the European-style options can only be exercised on expiration Friday. But that would not have application for our stock market or the exchange-traded funds that I referenced before.
Okay, I wanted to ask that specific question because, of course, you know, being that this radio show is on the internet, obviously it is global in means. So, well, this is all great information, Alan. How can one get in touch with you to find out more about not only maybe even buying your book, but also your DVDs, your CD series, or just plain good old-fashioned information?
Sure. My website is www.thebluecollarinvestor.com.
Okay, that's simple enough, thebluecollarinvestor.com.
And my best way to reach me is via email, Alan, A-L-A-N, at thebluecollarinvestor.com.
All right.
And a phone number, I'll return your call. The best way, again, is via email. But if you'd like to reach me by phone, it's 866-892-2187, extension 1.
Okay, again, that telephone number is 866-892-2187 at extension 1. Alan, it is an absolute pleasure. It's been very enlightening and very informational. I thank you very much for coming on Mind Your Business today.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay, enough with the finance. Let's go to networking right now, because as a business person, especially if you are an entrepreneur, you already know that you need to go out there and network with other people. But you also need to make sure that you network the right way. As I always say, there is indeed a right and a wrong way to network. And for more information on that topic, I invite you to visit the website theartofnetworking.com. You will find there a lot of information, tips, and a lot of other things on networking on that website. Again, the website is theartofnetworking.com. And by the way, there is a business directory there where you can actually list your business for free. And that business directory also includes a video feature. So if you have a business video, you can also feature that on there. Again, the website is theartofnetworking.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. Come back next time when we're going to have another great guest and another great topic. And in the meantime, as always, please do remember to mind your business, as business is on your mind.
Thank you for listening to Mind Your Business. To contact Danielle or one of her guests about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800 or visit mindyourbusiness.com. That's BIZNESS.com. Tune in next time for another great show on Mind Your Business, the business channel of the WNB Network.